Now the KWGS local news at 8:31. Governor Kevin Stitt says Oklahoma is ready to move to the next stage of reopening tomorrow, but Tulsa's top public health official says the city and county are not. Tulsa Health Department Executive Director Dr. Bruce Dart says the number of new cases here is not declining, which is a federal recommendation for lifting restrictions. Dart says Tulsa will likely see a spike in new COVID-19 cases, so people should continue taking the same precautions by keeping 6 feet of physical distance between themselves and others, washing their hands frequently, and wearing face coverings. Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum recommends businesses in the city that plan to reopen tomorrow get well acquainted with state guidelines for their specific industries. Restaurant dining rooms, gyms, and movie theaters are among the establishments that can open this weekend. Bynum says the guidelines are not merely helpful tips. They will be enforced by the Tulsa Police Department.
If there is a business that is flagrantly violating those guidelines and causes an outbreak, we reserve the ability, working with the health department, to declare that business a health nuisance and shut it down entirely.
Tulsa will continue to prohibit social gatherings of 10 or more people, and the city will not issue event permits until at least May 15th. Members of a state workforce and economic development board worry workers will not go back to work when their jobs reopen because they're making more money with unemployment benefits. The state could tell the federal government it no longer wants the additional $600 a week, but Oklahoma Employment Security Commission Deputy Director Teresa Keller says employers already have a way to respond.
If there is a claimant out there that says, you know what, I can make more money sitting at home drawing this extra $600 and some other benefits, then if the employer will contact us, that is considered a refusal of suitable work, and we will cut off their benefits.
The additional pandemic benefit is currently set to end July 31st. Sunny with a high near 77 today. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 57. Sunny tomorrow into Saturday with highs in the upper 80s, but the National Weather Service says winds will pick up Friday and severe storms are possible by Saturday night. Right now, 52 degrees, fair skies. I'm Chris Polansky, KWGS News.